Bits, a brief podcast before the M&A and Tech Conference in Berlin. Welcome to the next edition of Tech Law Bits, a podcast in preparation of the IBA M&A in the Tech Sector Conference in Berlin on March 23rd and 24th, so only 2 weeks from now. My name is Martin Schirmbacher. I'm a tech lawyer with Hertling in Berlin and already look forward to seeing many international colleagues here in Berlin. Two of these lawyers are here with me in today's episode. Thank you for joining Rabindra Jhunjhunwala from Mumbai, India, and Ratz Tepper from Tel Aviv, Israel. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martin.
Before we start talking about your table topic at the Berlin conference, maybe you can briefly introduce yourself, Rabindra, or Ratz, whoever wants to start.
Okay. Yeah, I'll start. So Ratz Tepper, and I'm here based in Tel Aviv. My practice focuses on mostly mergers and acquisitions and startup high-tech related work. We're one of the three largest firms in Israel, and our practice goes all around tech work, and therefore we've been encountering many of the issues that are to be discussed on this conference.
Great. And Rabindra?
I'm Rabindra Jhunjhunwala. I'm a corporate M&A partner at Khaitan & Company in India, based out of the Mumbai office. We're one of the largest law firms in the country with over 110-year history. I also am a membership officer in the IBA's Corporate and M&A Law Committee. As you know, India has been growing significantly in this space. Looking forward to welcoming all of you.
Very good. One of the most visited sessions of the conference will, of course, be the famous roundtable sessions on hot topics in tech M&A. And to give you a flavor of what to expect, I speak with most of the moderators of their specific roundtables and on their topics. And the topics the two of you will be covering is sometimes bad news, as I understand it. You'll be talking about down rounds. So maybe, Rabindra, would you please let the listeners know what you are going to discuss? What is this about?
Thank you, Martin. We intend to cover the challenges, risks, experiences of conducting deals in scenarios where the target company's valuation has taken a nosedive, but there is still a need for financing, and Raz will add to it.
I think that, you know, raising investment in down rounds is a very risky business and has challenges for every stakeholder. There is the company, which is struggling with its operations and profitability. There are existing investors whose investment value has fallen. We have the employees whose options are going underwater. And there are the potential buyers who are looking at the company with declining stock price.
Right. Yeah, I guess that can be difficult to raise money. So what are the controversial issues you will be covering on that?
Well, a couple of issues, at least, that we will cover in each roundtable. One of the things that we wanted to discuss is investment during a down round, which is itself very controversial. A company which is requiring further capital at a declining stock price is a red flag. Many investors would have to justify their rationale for agreeing to a down round of their portfolio company and to their governing boards and investors. So it's one of the things that we'll cover. Raz will add to this. But we may have a surprise in store as well, since we are going to repeat the roundtable the second day. Raz?
Sure. So another interesting factor is the continuous negotiations between the parties that need to come together to raise capital for the company. There's a lot of scope for creative solutions, because both the buyer and the seller may need to be incentivized to go through with the transaction. And we will be discussing these issues.
Cool. Maybe before we come to the last and final question on why would people join your table, do you see a lot of down rounds in the tech sector right now?
Oh, yeah, perhaps I'll start. I would say And this will probably be one of the issues that we will be discussing on our table. What we're seeing is companies trying very hard to avoid down rounds to the best of their ability. They will be using creative mechanisms such as round extensions, safes, convertible notes, etc. But some of them reach sort of the end of the road, and they either, you know, have to close their operations or go to a very serious down round. And, you know, we see things that we have not seen in many, many years, which are, you know, harsh terms such as, you know, few times liquidation preferences and other, which relates to down rounds. This is at least my experience here in Israel, and I'm sure Reginda can help from his experience.
Well, we haven't seen that many down rounds in India, but I guess as the markets correct and valuations are getting addressed, this is something which we are going to foresee in the near future. Technology is going to be a very active sector for investment. We've seen what it has done in the last 2 years, and it's there's significant growth story. So I don't see it sort of skipping India.
Okay. Now you've already given us or the listeners arguments to join you because that is obviously a hot topic, and it shouldn't people shouldn't basically close their eyes in front of us. But last question: why would people join your table on March 23rd at 9:10 in the morning? People be there on time.
Well, once they are coffeed up. I think, as you said, it's a very hot topic globally. We have just experienced a burst in the bubble of startup valuations. So after record-breaking numbers of M&A and tech deals in 2021, there was a continuous consolidation in the world amongst the technology companies, with them buying up the technology, customers, and talent of startups. Globally, things seem to have grinded to a halt sometime between July to December 22. It's a good reason to review and circumspect.
And perhaps to add to that is, I think we know that there is sufficient available of dry powder in the market and appetite from investors. We see private equity dry powder climb to record levels of nearly 2 trillion in 2022. And we also look forward to discussing risk mitigations and any alternative approaches to financing in down rounds.
Great. I think that does give us everybody an appetite to join. I think we have 18 or 19 tables, so there's a lot to choose from. But that was a good pitch to, look at the bad sides, look at down rounds that might happen. I myself won't be joining because I have a table myself on data protection and data transfer to the US. But anyway, looking forward to seeing the two of you in Berlin, and to all the others, if you're still hesitant to register for the Berlin conference, don't think twice. Do it now and register and come join us. Thank you to the two of you, and see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thank you, Martin, very much.
Thank you very much.
Cool. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Tech Law Bits.